Restaurant chefs and gourmands are discovering that you don't have to spend a fortune on French or Italian truffles. Fine truffles to accent a special meal can be foraged in the wild right here in the Northwest. Just to be clear, we're talking about the fungus, not the chocolate candy. But it takes a good nose to locate a ripe truffle in the ground. For that, you need a truffle dog, which conveniently are now being trained locally. Details from correspondent Tom Bonzi.
Here's what it sounds like when a dog finds its first truffle.
Mr. Big! Yes! Yes, you found it! Look, look! Yay! Yay! Always trust your dog.
You might be as excited as Mia McCullen of Bend if your pet showed an aptitude to find buried treasure. And treasure it is. The native Oregon white truffle can fetch several hundred dollars per pound at retail.
Find it.
Mia and her black lab mix named Boston are finishing a two-day course in truffle foraging at a Douglas fir plantation south of Salem. McCullen and 15 other dog owners have each paid nearly $600 to attend.
Whoa, no, don't eat it, honey, don't eat it.
In France, truffle hunters historically relied on the keen noses of pigs. Italy is home to a special breed of truffle dog. In this country, a small cadre of dog trainers and truffle lovers are promoting the use of all sorts of breeds.
We had poodles, we had a pit bull, we had a labradoodle, we had a papillon, a couple of labs, a golden retriever.
Trainer Deb Walker says a dog sure beats a clumsy rake to uncover truffles, but it can take up to a year to fully train a truffle dog. Although, as we're seeing here, some can pick up the basics in a matter of days.
I mean, it's easy to teach a dog the truffle scent and to find it. The hard part is teaching the dog to tell you when he's found it, to not to eat it when he's found it, to keep working for, you know, an hour or two.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's aromatic. Here, smell that.
Truffle lovers have difficulty describing the earthy allure of the forest fruit. The underground mushrooms can range from the size of a pea to a golf ball. They remind Gold Beach, Oregon chef and tree farm owner Janet Snazuk of the nuances of fine wine.
The taste is like nothing that you've ever experienced. It's got an oil that permeates and stays with you. It's exotic.
Snazuk says her husband paid the training course tuition as a present to her and her big black guard dog. Sounds like a present that could reap dividends.
My hopes are that I can take her on my woodlot that is managed like this and has duff like this and go find truffles just for me, not to sell, not to have a business, just for me and my husband and some select friends.
Most of the dog owners here along with Snazuk say they're trying this for recreation.
Good boy. Good boy. Lavora.
Instructor Jim Sanford is the only one using Italian commands in honor of his Italian truffle dog. Sanford foresees growing demand for trained canines.
The truffle industry, if you want to call it that, here in the Northwest, we've barely scratched the surface. I mean, there is a huge abundance of truffles, and there will be a huge abundance of a need for truffle dogs. And I think it's just going to get exponentially more popular.
In fact, growing interest in the culinary delight has spawned a variety of new farm and canine enterprises in the Northwest. Professional harvester Alana McGee of Seattle estimates about 50 landowners have planted European-style truffle plantations around the region over the past decade. Her own business to serve them is called Toil and Truffle. I'm Tom Bonzi in Marion County, Oregon.